Now let's focus on the text in one lesson from the published resource or teacher-designed lesson you're analyzing. As you're considering the text in the lesson, be sure to consider all of the text. This would include sidebars, graphs, cartoons, charts, maps, questions, etc. You'll need to answer the following questions to determine the rating for this dimension. It's important to be objective when you're answering these questions and to take the questions at face value. You may want to infer teacher or publisher intent, but if the information is not present, you must rate the dimension at a lower level. For example, in question 1, if the publisher or author of the lesson did not include this information in the resource, you must rate this question as a does not meet. Further, if the curricular resource is used for a student in the E-band, but the quantitative analysis shows the text is actually written at the C level, then this would also indicate a does not meet. For question number 2, it's important to know what publishable quality and content rich means. You can assume that a published resource has been through some sort of an editing process. This means there are little to no grammatical errors, and it's been vetted by an outside source. Content rich means that this is a text worth reading. A text that's worth reading requires the reader to return to the text to learn more things on a deeper level. For questions 2 and 3, you may consider the intended student demographic when making a judgment or the overall rating of the dimension. In general, this process involves looking for the evidence listed in dimension 1.1. If you find it, it meets. If you only find some of the evidence, it partially meets. If you find none or very little of the evidence, it does not meet. Remember that you can treat the rating as a Likert scale of sorts. You're not limited to just the 3 options. You may choose to rate something on the higher end of partially meets, for example, or on the line between partially meets and does not meet. Be sure you're taking notes so that you're able to defend your position within your PLCs at your agencies. Take a few minutes now and rate this dimension.